Hello, and welcome to The Travelling Introvert, or another episode of The Travelling Introvert. Today, I'd like to talk about telling people how to care for you as an introvert. Many people talk about self-care, and that is very important, and I will touch on that in various episodes. But one thing I noticed, I was talking with a group of fellow introverts, and we were having a conversation about the fact how we had to, how to train your dragon, how to train your extrovert. Okay, that's going to be the title, how to train your extrovert. As introverts, we know what we need most of the time, but we might find it difficult expressing to others what we need, why we need it, and others might have problems understanding. Because if you're not in those shoes, sometimes it's hard to empathize or hard to understand, and it doesn't make sense because it hasn't happened to you. And so we were having this conversation about how one person had to explain to their significant other that they needed time alone. And it wasn't about them. And it wasn't that they needed time away from other people. They literally needed time by themselves. They'd done, a trade show for 3 days, and she wanted to just go in a small dark hole and hide. And her significant other was trying to be helpful, bringing her sweets and hugging her and stuff. And she was just like, no, you don't understand. Just go away. I'll be fine. And she was saying that she had to explain to him and sit him down and be like, hey, for me, because everyone's individual. So this is the other thing. There are many ways to be an introvert and a personality or whoever. An introvert is just a word that helps describe how we work with our energy levels. But everyone, having said that, is different. No two people are the same, as I've said before. So you need to figure out what works for you. And sometimes that can be trial and error. Sometimes it depends on the situation. It can depend on a bunch of things. But no one knows better than you what you need. And you need to be able to either say it, write it down, put voicemail, however else you'd like to communicate, braille, sign language, pictures, on what you need and what people need to do to respect that and or to help you with that. And I think that's something we forget. We know that we're introverts. We know we need this stuff. And we assume that if we say the word introvert, people will understand. And that is so not the case. Mainly due to the fact of misinformation and also due to the fact that, like I said, everyone is different and everyone is individual. And this isn't necessarily an introvert-extrovert thing. This is just a human thing. You know what you need for various situations, but you need to be able to express that to somebody else and make them understand. Maybe they might not understand, but at least they're aware of what you require. So those of you who have friends, neighbors, parents, significant others, important people in your life that don't seem to get the hint when you have your face in a book, or when you lock yourself away, when you're just silent. There are times when you're just silent and in your own world. Or the hamster wheel. I think one of my favorite cartoonists, she has this hamster wheel thing. And this extrovert is trying to get in and you're like, no, please, no, leave me alone. To prevent that, try and express what it is you need. The person might not understand exactly why, but at least you will have vocalized it. And that's half the battle in some ways and half the education that goes with it, because you are helping to educate somebody else about you as a human and you as an introvert. And the more people we can educate positively, the better. Because there's a lot of information out there that is incorrect. And that's another topic that I'm going to start on about the Cambridge Dictionary. But take the time to think about what you need, explain why you need it to somebody else today. Somebody who's close to you, someone that is an influence on your life. And hopefully that will help. Thank you for listening. That was another episode of The Traveling Introvert. Feel free to message me on introvert@thetravelingintrovert.com. Thank you and have a great week.